Let's talk about another act of homegrown terror on the right-wing extremist side, and that's Timothy McVeigh. Can you connect the dots for us? What's the connection between Anders Breivik and a man like Timothy McVeigh?
The two situations are eerily similar. Mr. McVeigh was guided by an ideology fueled by the far right here in the United States, and Mr. Breivik's attack, in many respects, is kind of an Islamophobic version of Timothy McVeigh's actions, trying to inspire a generation to carry out additional acts of atrocities on the public for a far right political end. The sad irony of it all is that they share also the commonality in that in both instances, the rush to judgment in the early stages, particularly from the American media, was to blame Muslims for the attack, when the reality tells us quite glaringly that it was, in both instances, homegrown terrorists carrying out these horrific atrocities.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment. After 9/11, you know, people felt like they had someone else to blame, someone from the outside to blame for the horrific acts that happened in their country. But in a homegrown terrorism case, and on the right-wing extremist side, how does a nation recover from this, knowing that it was one of their countrymen who killed, you know, almost 100, or allegedly killed almost 100 of their own people?
Well, it's essential, as the Prime Minister of Norway said today, to meet this horrific act with more democracy, to use the ends which they were trying to snuff out, to embrace diversity in the community, to become a more welcoming and open society, rather than allowing Mr. Breivik to win, to have society become more closed, to become more isolated, and to become more exclusionary. That's the way that the terrorists lose, is by good people of goodwill standing up and saying that this kind of racism and bigotry will not be tolerated in everyday conversations, let alone when it reaches its conclusion, like we saw last Friday.